Almost a week on since the Cyclone Alfred breakthrough at Bribie Island was plugged, and work at the site is continuing. Hall Contracting are working around the clock to ensure the northern tip of Bribie Island is strong enough to withstand any erosion during the upcoming storm season and ensure the Palmerstone Passage and Golden Beach shoreline remains protected. The work forms part of the state government's $20 million emergency works package, while the breakthrough caused by Cyclone Seth in 2022 will be maintained for the meantime until a long-term protection plan is finalised. Our Premier is set to meet with his state counterparts for crisis talks demanding the federal government acts on the aged care crisis. Council for the Australian Federation talks will be held this morning, calling for an emergency national cabinet meeting. It comes after state government statistics revealed there are almost 74 long-stay patients in Sunshine Coast hospitals amid a shortage of aged care spots. The Education Minister has slammed teachers for planning a 24-hour strike for next Tuesday. Jared Blay, who is also the local member for Kiwanis, says it'll impact Year 11 exams.
Which will impact senior exams, particularly for Year 11 students. That does greatly concern the government because of the impact we'll have on students across Queensland, particularly as they're approaching their Year 11 exams and the mental state and welfare of the students.
And Sunshine Coast Council has released its updated flood maps to help residents better understand their risk ahead of storm season. The majority of the updates focus around new development areas within Aura, Bligh Bligh and at Battery Hill. Locals are being advised to check out the new maps to know your property's flood risk.